Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, are you wondering how to get more out of your friends with benefits situation? Are your partner's bad habits ruining your relationship? What do you do when your romantic plans get hijacked by her best friends? Find out in this show. Thanks for listening. I know sanitizing doesn't sound sexy, but you know what's even less sexy? Unclean toys. That's why I'm thrilled to have found a product that was created with your sexual health and enjoyment in mind, the UV from Clean Light Labs. You know when you're settling in for some me time and your favorite toy is missing or dirty or uncharged? That's the worst, right? At first glance, the UV is just a beautiful toy box, but it really solves all three of those common concerns facing sex toy users: cleaning, charging, and storage. Unfasten its childproof lock, open the lid, and you'll find an innovative ultraviolet cleaning system that has been specifically designed to sanitize sex toys, killing 99.9% of harmful bacteria. Look a little closer, and you'll find a USB charging outlet you can use to juice up your rechargeable toys as they're getting cleaned. The UV is sleek, discreet, and sophisticated, and it's available in two sizes. The Go Play is a smaller box for a single average-sized toy like a rabbit vibrator or a couple of bullets. It has a built-in battery so your toys can stay charged up even when you're on the go. The Home model is a larger box that can fit a toy as large as a full-size magic wand or multiple regular-sized toys. It also has three USB ports to keep everything ready to go. And for those toys that need to be plugged into the wall, there's a sealed outlet as well. How smart is that? Both models will be available in October at your favorite adult retailers, but you can pre-order yours today. Just look for the UV banner on my website or visit uvclean.com. That's uvclean.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com and just hang out there for a while, because I promise we've got something on there that's going to rock your world, change your sex life, your relationship, your perspective. We update it every day. And also, you can easily subscribe to the podcast there. You can ask a question, watch the videos, do whatever the hell you want. Hi, Menace.
Hey, what's going on, Emily? How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Oh, your voice sounds very deep and
sexy.
Oh,
hey.
Because you're tired?
Yes, because I'm exhausted, as always.
I know. But
as people don't know, I get up at 2:50 a.m. every day.
Dude, I don't know.
And by the time we're recording the show at 4:50 in the afternoon.
Right.
So I've been up ever since. And then, I mean, that's just
no, that's
every
26,
single
not 26.
Day.
How many hours is that?
I'm that is 14,
right.
A little over 14
right.
And a half hours.
Right, but it's weird because and then how on the weekends, your weekends can't be normal.
Yeah, I mean, Friday I just go to bed, and then Saturday I do fun stuff.
Snapchat all day.
Yep.
Well, it's great to see you.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm awake.
Okay, I'm glad. I love that you're awake. Minus sometimes it's take little nappies before.
Yes.
We tuck them in. But yeah, so let me tell you a few more things before we get into the show. That is that you can follow us, Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. And you should this month. I mean, I'm sure you already do, right? It's all at Sex with Emily and Facebook.com/Sex with Emily because September, back to Sexual Confidence Month. Back to school, you've already been through that. Back to Sexual Confidence Month is so important because confidence is the most important thing that you can cultivate to have an incredible sex life. And so we're helping you. We're helping you this month. And if you subscribe or you follow us on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, you will get all the information you need to enter contests. We'll be doing giveaways. We are doing giveaways now every single week. Really great products that will just help you in the confidence world, right? Because we all suffer from that in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Insecurities in the bedroom.
Oh, always.
Menace just falls asleep in the middle of sex. Yeah. Such a bummer.
No. I mean, sexual confidence or just confidence in general. Yeah, I've shared this many times. I probably wasn't confident in myself until mid late 20s or something like that.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Always super shy.
Right.
not confident at all. And right. then one day you just got to say, F it.
Right. F it. It's really about F it. It's really about like, I'm just going to be me. And then people like, the more authentically you are, the more laid you get.
And the more laid you get, and the happier you are.
Exactly.
And the less friend zone you get into.
It's
you know?
True, right? It is true, the less friend zone you get into. And we always think about, we do have a question about the friend zone today, but you know, a confident person, man, woman, you know what you want. And I think that the thing is that, think about confidence, like we always think about it, it's something you have to go out and get. But you have, like, the truth is, it's really inside you. Not to get all touchy-feely spirituality, but it is. Uh-huh. Like, it's all, we all have the choice to be confident at any moment. And just say, you know what, today, I'm just going to go in there, and I'm going to be me, and I'm going to say, you know, what I feel like. I'm going to approach this person and say hi, and I'm just going to, like, live in my confidence. Because almost like, it might not feel really comfortable at first, but after a while, you're like, oh, this is me. Being real.
Mm-hmm.
Talking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Is that what happened? I do feel what you're saying.
You feel?
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Also, so yeah, we're talking about that this month because it's sexual confidence. And also, this weekend is the Sexual Health Expo in New York. I will be there. Are you? Come join me the 24th and 25th in Brooklyn. Find out more information on my website. I'm doing a live podcast on the 24th, Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's some really cool workshops going on. If you are on the East Coast, you can get to Brooklyn. You're always asking me when you come to the East Coast. I'm there. Really cool topics, workshops for 2 days, plus like all the cool products and toys we talk about. There's one on digital dating, how to sext, Skype, and swipe your way to dating success, the female anatomy, which a lot of people need help with, how to give a great blowjob, role playing. It's going to be a great weekend, so I will see you there.
I got to check to see if my friends, Man Kim, they're a band, Man Kim, they're from Brooklyn.
Oh.
They live in Brooklyn once in a while when they're not traveling the world performing. But I know Kim. She would totally love
Oh, my God. Have him come. I'll get him in.
I'll hit him up and see if they're in town.
Just get in.
Come hang out with you.
That'd be fun. That'd be a good time. It's been a busy... I've been just getting my sexual confidence up all month. You didn't hear the story.
What?
Yeah. Well, no. I've been... you know why I'm a fan of Kegels.
Uh-huh.
Kegel Camp. I've got my app. But I've been wearing the Kegel weights more frequently. The balls. The balls. The Kegel balls. And because I've tried a lot of different things. When you wear the different weights, they you really don't even have to do your exercises. You just, I mean, you can, it helps more if you do them. But when you're just wearing them, you naturally are holding them in. Like, I'm not walking going, sucking in my, but you just, by the nature of walking, you're holding them in. And I feel like I do have these Kegels of steel. Again, you know, it's like anything. You go to the gym a lot for a few months and then you stop. But I feel like they're like, and I'm like, you know, I want to go to New York and have lots of sex. Because remember I was saying like a few weeks ago.
Where do you pick up these Kegel balls?
On the website, shopwithemily.com. Oh, okay. I'm trying to think, Madison, can you check which ones we have on our site right now? And they come in different weights. They're really cool. And But you Styles, missed the story. Colors. I don't even know if I should tell it again, but I told on the show with Anderson.
No,
I'm sorry,
it's all
you
good. Tell me. What happened?
I was at an important meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing them. And like the thing is, I was.
You wear the balls to important meetings?
I'm wearing them right now.
Okay.
Well, not, this isn't an important meeting, but like you can't, it's like putting a tampon in. It's not very sexy, but it's like a little ball. And you're all day long, you're working these muscles because before I get into my story, the reason is because obviously over time, you know, everyone needs to work on their pelvic floor, even now, because when you squeeze your pelvic floor muscles, men and women, your sexual energy levels are, you're setting your breath there, your muscles get stronger, and you're going to like desire sex more. It's going to be easier to have a G-spot orgasm if that's something that you would like to procure, if that's something you'd like to experience in your life. And so that's just the, and also women after childbirth, urinary incontinence, just stronger orgasm, the whole thing. And it just keeps sex in your mind more. And it's true. Like I've like been wearing them and I'm feeling less, I don't know, because remember I was saying for a while, I'm like, I'm not really even feeling like having sex, which is so interesting. It's not like because I'm bored of sex because I talk about it all the time. It's just like you go through phases where I'm like focusing on other things. But now I'm like, yeah, I want to go bang, which I will. So I went to a meeting. I'll get back to this. I went to a meeting. On the website, we have the Luna beads and the Ben Noir beads, Lovelace Flex Kegel weights. So just check them out.
Nice.
It says Lovelace. Autocorrect.
All right.
Love Life. Oh, I love the Love Life one.
Yeah, the Sex and Mischief Balls.
Sex and Mischief Balls by Sports. Okay, just put in Kegel on the website.
Yeah, Kegel Balls.
Kegel Balls.
There's too many of them, so I can't.
Yeah, yeah. Just check them on the website.
You have so many balls on the website.
So many balls. And they're common. I'm just telling you, if you want an easy way out, it's kind of like if you could go to the gym and someone could like run for you, you know, and like that, it can't happen. But these, they work it out for you. So I was going to a meeting. I put them in because it was like my, you know, doing them for 30 days. And I'm wearing these wide leg pants that I have. And the thing is, they can slip out, right? This does happen. I mean, I'd been driving to the meeting. I was late and I was rushing into the meeting and they were I was in my car and I wasn't like, oh, the ball, like I kind of forgot. And I'm standing in the meeting and I get there and the woman's like, oh, do you want to come back and get a cup of coffee? And it was like a it was an important meeting. Get back in the room and she's like, oh, so nice to meet you. And then all of a sudden we're getting coffee and one just drops on the floor. Like,
oh, no.
Falls through my pants. Onto what? The floor. And I just,
okay.
I just bent down and picked it up and put it in my purse. Okay, sweet. Like, I wasn't going to be like,
oh, hey, by
but
the way,
I don't know if she saw it. It was a woman. Yeah. I could laugh because actually I'm like, his ball's in. That's funny. But I just kind of threw my purse. And that happened to me. That's never happened before. They never fall out. They don't really typically, but they can. I mean, you know, hey, but I wasn't really, I was busy that day.
What about people that are concerned they may get stuck?
They will not get stuck because there's a string on a lot of them that's like, you pull it out and you yeah, I mean, you don't want to push them up too far, but the string is really like this thick, like it, but it's not uncomfortable. Like you forget, I don't even remember that I'm wearing them. Clearly I went to a meeting and I was like, oh yeah. And that's the cool part about it, but they don't get stuck. You pull them out and you just feel it, like your muscles, like you're like, oh, and that's also your pelvic floor's awakening. Like for guys too, if you're like, oh, I don't really feel that desire, like do them 5 minutes a day. You can download my app, Kegel Camp, and I can't talk about Kegels enough. Whatever, however you say it, they will help you. It's true. You know, I feel that way. Okay, what's up with you, Menace?
What is up with me? I don't really know. I'm just constantly just working, being here. There's some great news. The radio show that I'm part of, The Woody Show, is here in Los Angeles, but we're getting syndicated to some other cities
that's
in
amazing.
The country. So a lot of podcasters that we get, a bunch of podcasters all over the country. I'm sure that the Woody Show, morning show that I'm part of will be in a city that you're in soon.
Congratulations. That's like the radio dream.
I wish I could share with you right now where we'll be.
Okay,
but
well,
soon I'll
they can check out
info.
The Woody Show website, social media.
It's not a sexual show, so don't get disappointed if you're here just to listen about sex. It's about pop culture and news and stuff.
People
like that.
People love you.
The Woody Show.
No matter what. It's fine.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter. Not everything has to be about sex.
I know, but people come here to learn about sex.
Right. Well, that's
why
we're here.
Check out The Woody Show. And you think, oh, maybe that's a sexual thing because Woody, penis, stuff, all that kind of stuff. They might think it's a sexual show.
I get it. I thought you were
just... You finally get it now.
I always thought Woody was funny. I mean, like one joke about it, but I always thought, you're right, that you were just saying it because... You were thinking, well, you guys like sex, so you wouldn't like my show, but you're saying because of the Woody.
The might be
I get
a Woody
it.
Thing.
I'm there. We're on the same page.
There you go.
Okay, let's move into some sex in the news.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so I was reading this earlier and I was like, Madison's like, we're talking. I'm like, ugh. So I wanted to share with you because I wanted you all to do the same thing. The 5 germiest places to get it on ranked by microbiologists.
All right.
This kind of grossed me out, especially because I'm flying tomorrow. Almost everyone has a bucket list of sexy spots where they want to have sex, but if you're doing it in public, odds are you won't be alone. Fecal bacteria, norovirus, are just a few of the nasties that can linger on hard surfaces and high traffic areas, and all that skin exposure puts you at an extra risk of infection. So here's the 5 airplane bathroom.
Oh, let's I can imagine.
This.
I would never want to do that. Maybe if I'm on a private jet.
But even this even makes me feel like I want to go in there with gloves. And I, listen, 75%. Okay, these tiny cramped quarters are the worst offenders.
All right.
75 or more people are use a single restroom on a plane before it gets cleaned, and not many are washing their hands effectively. So it's no surprise that the research found E. coli all over airplane bathrooms.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What?
No, I'm just saying.
You already know
surprised.
This is like a known. No, I know, but when I read E. coli, I'm like, I don't even want to pee. Like, I want to pee in a bucket on the plane.
Yeah, but airplane bathrooms are known.
I
not
know,
to be
but when I'm reading it, I'm not going there to have sex. But I'm just like, I'm going to go in there with like a mask and gloves. Okay,
I rarely ever go to the bathroom on a plane anyway.
But how can you not? I go the whole time. That's what I said in the aisle.
Really?
I have anxiety if I'm in a middle or window because I pee. I drink a lot of water, and I'm like, excuse me. I just want to be able to, like, my freedom to pee. Yeah. I'm a big period.
I like sitting in the aisle because I fake being confident, being on an airplane and not being afraid. But I don't even want to look out the window.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a scared flyer?
And I fly all the time.
I did not know this about you.
No.
I thought I knew everything.
But I fake.
You like, fake. Oh, you fake confidence.
Yeah.
But you're still not confident about it. Well, it's scary.
No,
it's a fear.
Scary.
I get it. It's different. Okay. The gym locker room. Staph, strep, norovirus, ringworm, you name it. It's
is that
been found.
A lot of people hooking up in the gym locker room?
People hook up in the... Dude, don't you hear the stories of people hooking up in gym locker rooms? No.
I mean, like, gay, maybe laughing, guy. Yeah, that stuff, I mean, but, definitely. Yeah, I'm okay, sure there's a lot of gay hookups, but I'm thinking heterosexual hookups.
Well, it's harder because there's separate rooms.
Yeah.
But inside the gym locker room, a perfectly warm and moist environment for bacteria to thrive. Don't walk barefoot.
I just want to let you know that there's a lot of old balls, if you're into that, at the 24-hour fitness in San Francisco at the...
Oh.
What is it?
Which Petrero. One was it? Oh, Petrero. I used to go there.
Old balls.
Oh, my God, that one.
All the time. If you're into that thing.
If you're into that thing, go to the Petrero Hill one. For that's the Petrero. That one is just dirty.
Right there.
Okay,
if you're
movie theater.
For a daddy,
yeah, movie theater.
Go for it.
Yeah, old balls.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into. They're there everywhere. Movie theater, number yeah. 3. Sticky floors aren't warning enough. The seats and handrails aren't washed regularly. One swab test detected staph infection on theater seats.
Oh, no.
Avoid getting handsy or mouthy.
I know a lot of people that
it
straight up have sex in
I know.
Movie theaters.
Yeah. I don't even want... Oh, God. Okay. Number 4, playground and parks. Okay. Do you ever see that equipment being cleaned? Nope. But here's the
this
thing.
This is like young even people that don't sex. Have places to have sex.
No, but I think... I forgot that this was even about sex. This just made me think I never want to go to playground. I don't want to go to pee in any bathroom again. Mm-hmm. The beach. Sewage, garbage, ugh. Bird poop, other fun in the sun factors. That's what happens. So don't avoid those places having sex and avoid them in general.
Really?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to get staph infection. I don't
I'm surprised bar bathroom is not on the list. I would think that would be up there.
But it's not as bad as the movie theater.
I guess not.
I don't see movies anymore. Okay, so Menace, this makes me think about it because when I look at this list, I'm trying to think of unsanitary places that I've had sex or what I've had sex outdoors. So I've never done the Mile High Club because it just hasn't been interesting. I think I gave a hand job in a plane once to my boyfriend, like
cool.
Under the blanket. Gym locker room, no. Movie theater, no. Playground. I did have sex in a park once, but I had a blanket out. And on the beach I have, but I had blankets out. So that's fine. Where else have I had sex outdoors? I'm trying to think. Have I ever done a bathroom at a bar? Seems familiar. Yes, I have. But I probably was drunk and
good
didn't wash my hands
San
after.
Good bars.
Good
yeah.
Did you used to do that?
I have before.
In the stall?
Not in a stall. Just like one of those one-person bathrooms.
Yeah. I gave guy a blowjob at the W Hotel. I just remember this. Oh my God. They're like, it's like my entire life is flashing before me that
I'm
I
trying
remember.
To remember. Sometimes you just forget.
You just,
you know?
Life goes on. I was drunk. I remember being in the W Hotel. No, not the W. The Clift. And I was on a date with a guy. A few times I dated him, and I must have gotten drunk because I wouldn't do this. You know me, not a big drinker, but apparently I had like 2 cocktails, and I gave him a blowjob in the floor. I remember being in the Clift Hotel. Ugh.
Clift is like a little hookup spot. I'm telling
but
you.
But in the or is everyone hooking up in the
at the Clift?
Everywhere at the Clift. I mean, I had sex in the room at the Clift.
It's crazy.
But I just remember the blowjob. He's so lucky. Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? And I've shared this story on the podcast before, so I'm sorry if you heard it. But talking about the Clift Hotel in San Francisco. So I used to work at the Mark Hopkins Hotel, which is at the top of a hill. And you look down, you can see the Clift Hotel, right? The F went out. It was lit up on the top of it, and the F
Oh, the Clift Hotel. I remember that. When was that?
It was like that for a while.
The Clift Hotel. It was amazing. It was one of my happiest moments of my life.
The Clift Hotel.
Yeah, and it really kind of is the Clift Hotel. I don't even think he touched my
clit. If you want to hook up, there's a great bar there. There's a lot of women.
The Redwood Room, it's called? The Red Room?
I don't remember.
Something like that. You can find it.
I don't even remember.
There's lots of good places in San Francisco to hook up.
That's a hot spot if you're visiting.
I didn't know that my blowjob experience was even like the hot spot. I mean, at the time, I don't think I knew. But now I know, and now I have that story, and I'm sure there will be more coming into my brain. How about you? Anywhere gross that you've
Probably just the bar bathroom. I'm trying to think, like, out in the wild anywhere.
Camping. But that's
Probably like kitchen or something like that.
I think it's
that,
all bad.
Know?
Stay in your bed, but then make sure you wash your sheets. Some people don't wash their sheets. Oh, man. Okay, so be clean. I just want to warn everybody. I think everyone should start wearing the plastic gloves and, like, the masks and stuff over there.
Good.
But besides that... sex is fun. Okay, let's give a shout out to our sponsors and we'll be right back with your emails. Thanks for listening. People joke a lot about men not being able to last long in bed. You know it's a widespread issue when it becomes something society recognizes as a condition worth poking fun at. Well, for the millions of men who experience premature ejaculation, though, it is not funny. In fact, it can be a huge problem with effects that extend beyond the bedroom. This is why I love talking about Promescent, a clinically proven, FDA-compliant product that can significantly delay ejaculation. Think about what that means. If you're able to last longer, you have less anxiety about performing, you can focus on being in the moment with your partner, enjoying sex instead of stressing about it, and your partner gets the benefit of a longer, more intense experience. Okay, so what is Promescent exactly? Well, it's a topical spray that gets applied to the penis to improve a man's stamina. Unlike common delay sprays that simply make you numb, Promescent is quickly absorbed, allowing you to enjoy the sensations of sex. When used properly, it won't transfer to your partner, which is never a good thing. What other product can help you last longer, have better sex, reduce performance anxiety, and improve your relationship? None. So I strongly encourage you to learn more about Promescent. Go to my website, click on the Promescent banner, or visit Promescent.com today. That's Promescent.com. Okay, everyone, I'm excited to announce a new feature on the show. We'll be having voicemails. You can leave a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. That's 818-275-7931. You can also ask a question directly on the website. There's an Ask Emily little pull down tab. And yeah, a couple of ground rules. Just, you know, you want to keep your message a little short. You don't have to include your real name or your last name. And don't talk about the person you're talking about, like your boyfriend's name, Bob, you know, and make fake Bob. Fake a name.
Yeah.
And then what else do we want? And then when you're emailing or any of this, your name, your age, where you live, how you listen.
All that kind of
stuff.
Your
first orgasm.
Also, you got to follow Emily on Snapchat, Sexo Emily, because last time I was here, it was crazy. We recorded a show with, who was it?
Tom from Sports Sheets.
Sports Sheets. A great story about how he started his company.
Right.
So check out Sports Sheets.
Yeah.
But so after the show, you're like, oh, I got to shoot some videos, blah, blah, blah. And you were sharing this on Snapchat. You and producer Madison were using
a doggy style strap. It enhanced doggy style strap. Yes.
So you're like behind her.
Humping her.
Yes. And then
it enhances your doggy style experience. So it actually was cool. She was a little turned on.
So you're doing her doggy style.
Uh-huh.
And then she flips you over on your back.
Right.
And she's like doing you.
Right, G-spot.
This is all on the Snapchat.
It's Sex true. I think you're going to, check it out. You're missing this stuff every single day.
Yeah, so you have to follow Sex Emily.
Exactly.
It's probably not there anymore. No. You're going to have to save
that. We do have to save it. We're going to post it on Instagram as well. Mm-hmm. And the website.
Because you can reshare that on the Snapchat.
Oh.
Once you post this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's download it with Madison.
We're going to download this story on Snapchat and post it maybe on the website.
Reshare it on...
Because those were sweet moments.
You can reshare it on Snapchat.
Oh, a week later. When the show comes out, the day the show comes out, we can reshare our humping.
We're working together.
You're so good, Menace.
There we go.
I love this about you.
Make sure to do that because people are going to listen to this and be very
disappointed.
This is what
happens. I'm downloading it now because you said that.
So hopefully you're listening to this podcast when it comes out.
Yeah, you're going to like to see this friggin' thing.
You're
going to
really enjoy it. And you're going to thank me for saying and coordinating this for you.
Yeah.
So make sure you follow Sex to Emily on Snapchat.
Right. Thank you, Miles. Okay. All right. Here we go. Got some emails. Emily, I recently started talking to a woman who lives in Charlotte about 7 months ago. Things have been great, even with the distance. I'm a self-employed musician and songwriter, so I'm able to fly up to North Carolina to see her 2 to 3 times a month. She's a law student and rarely gets to travel due to school and work. Back in April, she told me that she'd finally come see me in Miami after the summer semester, and I was very excited to finally have her come visit me for a change. However, her best friends found out she was coming to Miami and decided to hijack her visit and make it a girls' trip. I was a little annoyed at first, but we worked it out to where she'd spend a couple of nights at my place, a couple nights with her friends. When she told her friends about her plans to spend time with me, apparently they weren't happy. As a result, everything I had planned turned out we can go out to dinner once or twice, she says to him. She says she's trying to make everybody happy, but it seems to me that she's only trying to appease her friends. Am I wrong for being upset? I've already explained to her how I feel about the whole situation, and it doesn't get us anywhere. What should I do? JC, age 29. So you get this? This girl he's been seeing for 7 months, coming to visit him in Miami. She's super busy, as we all are, but now she's made it a woman's trip, a girl's trip. He's not happy. I mean, I can see why his feelings are hurt. He misses her. He hasn't seen her. She doesn't have that time off. She values her friendships. The girls wanted to come. I get that.
The friends will do that to you every time.
The girls want to be together, right? They do. And it can be hard when you have limited time and she wants to see everyone. And I know why you're annoyed and you talked to her about it. I think that you can just let her know that, like, I respect your friendships, but I also value the time that we have together. What do you think, Menace? What
I know,
would you
it sucks. I just do it. And see what happens, you know?
Just say something to her? Or
no, no. I'm just like, just deal with the time that you have.
And then make it great. And then don't see be a whiny happens. Bitch, yeah, JC, the whole time.
For real. Don't. I mean, and then also, though, but the biggest, like, poison in a relationship is the friends on either side, male or female. I'll tell you this.
Really?
Oh,
I've never had that, but I know what you're saying.
When you have other people chiming in on your relationship.
Right.
That always causes unnecessary drama. I'm sorry. It does. I had an ex-girlfriend. We got along fine. But because of my schedule, I can't go out on a Tuesday night and go party. And then it was always her friends like, oh, you're a boyfriend. Oh, you can't go out, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? We ended up breaking up so she can go be with those people.
Right.
And then guess what? Those people aren't around anymore because they're locked down in their own relationships.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you got to be.
So you got to see what's good for you. You know. But again, yeah, you can't be. You can say, well, you pick me or your friends. You can't be.
No,
like
you
that.
Can't be like that. That was key, JC. I don't think you're whining. Uh-huh. I think you're being very, very thoughtful here. I understand what you're saying, and you're trying not to be upset about it. But I would be upset. I mean, I get it. But I would say also, totally you've already talked about it. The girls are coming. They're not canceling the trip. She's coming to see you. So what I meant is that the time you do have together, I guarantee you two or three really great nights where you don't bring up, well, if your friends weren't here, she's going to be so hot for you. She's just going to want to sleep over anyway. It'll probably end up being more time than you think.
If it doesn't work out, then now you know, and you're not wasting your time.
Right.
Because life is so short.
Life is so short. Whoop, there goes life.
Gone tomorrow.
Exactly. Good point. Okay. Dear Emily, I started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago, and I've really been enjoying hearing you and Menace and Anderson. Here's my situation. A few months ago, I met a guy, same age, and we have since met up about once or twice. He explained he wasn't quite ready to be open emotionally, as he'd just gotten out of a long-term relationship, but was open to enjoying time with me. As he was so open and honest about it, I was fine with having a casual relationship. The last few times we've met, he's expressed he doesn't want it just be sex. Then last month, he was traveling to Europe. I was dating other men in the meanwhile, but I realize I've started to get attached and I haven't clicked with anyone new. I know I'll hear from him once he gets back. So what is the best way to bring up that I want to see him more often or date more seriously? I feel like we're in a weird gray zone between casual and dating. Thanks so much for the help and love the show. Gwen 31, Canada. So the deal is they were in a casual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wants
he traveled. No, right? He wanted more. No, he wasn't ready to be in a long-term relationship. They were friends with benefits for a while. He doesn't want it to be sex. Then he was, okay, so he doesn't want it to be sex either. So you're good, Gwen. If he said that he doesn't really want it to be sex anymore, this is the perfect situation to be in because it sounds like you're both kind of phasing out of the friends with benefits situation, which happens, everyone. You can't live in the friends with benefits zone forever. Eventually, some person in the relationship is going to want more than the other one, but it sounds like you are both on the same page. And so I think you just got to say, like, when he gets back, I would actually wait until, like, the night after. I mean, see how it goes the first night you go out. I don't think you need to, like, if he's been traveling for a few weeks, you haven't seen each other, just have a great night. But I think you should say, I know we started out being really casual, but I realize I've missed you. And what do you think about, you know, having it be less casual, being more committed?
Yeah.
Just have the talk. You got nothing to lose.
Do it.
You know, life is short.
If that's what you want. Let it be known.
Exactly. So this happens a lot where people start out and they say that they're not open. They don't want it open and they want it open. I mean, this is the problem. A big problem in a lot of relationships is that people make commitments early in the relationship, like verbal commitments around things. And then their mind changes or things change and it's no longer what it once was. So it's kind of like a business contract. Like, you really got to always be looking at it and updating it and make sure you're both getting your needs met. Nothing wrong with talking about it. P.S. Oh, she says, sorry, Gwen, I will never look at gummy bears the same way again since listening to your Sex in the News segment about the porn star gummy bear connection. So thanks for that. What the hell was that?
It was that porn stars use gummy bears for something during sex.
Like, really?
They use it for, look it up for a second. I was there for the Sex in the News segment. I just don't remember now. I think they use it for, that's what they eat. I think it was anal sex or something. It had to do with anal, I think. But okay, I'm going to move on. Dear Emily, my husband and I listen to your podcast frequently. He more than I. I'm curious and like to listen to the show, but I have certain beliefs and sexual likes and dislikes that my husband doesn't agree with. I believe he is trying to push me past these boundaries. A huge problem in our relationship is that he had a porn star girlfriend. Literally, there was nothing this girl wouldn't do in bed, and now he is me who, although I like toys and such, hates to swallow, wants no part of anal, and hates that he wants me to tell him fictional stories about me being with other guys. He says it creates a competition with him. She fully manipulated him with sex to get what she wanted, and now he's addicted to that behavior, and I'm morally opposed to it. And the fact that hormonal issues have lowered my sex drive, and I feel like I kind of have a recipe for disaster on my hands. I want to please him, and he wants and be what he needs, but I fear I am not enough. As she was sexually free, and I'm not, I love him, but I worry my sexual limitations will be the death of our relationship. So my question is this: how do I become a sex goddess and get past my issues while still maintaining my boundaries, not compromising my values to do it? Thanks for your time. Hopeful romantic, age 43. Okay. So, hopeful romantic. Here's the first thing. You must stop, like right now, ever comparing yourself to who you believe his ex-girlfriend was. Yes, she was a porn star, or comparing yourself to anyone else for that matter. Yes, she's a porn star. You know, I don't even know here that he even said to you that he wants you to do all these things. I think that you've got it in your head that he wants you to do this, that, and that like she did. And I doubt that he's walking around with that. And it doesn't help because you'll never be her. She'll never be you. And we all have these fears in relationships that we're not enough, that we're not performing enough, that we're too much, we won't be loved, or we'll be rejected. And so he's likely not comparing you to his ex. I mean, if he is, that's a huge problem. Now, getting back to your sexual likes, dislikes, this happens in every relationship. So I'm glad that you guys are even talking about it. It sounds like he's laying out a lot about what he wants, and I'm curious about what you want. So have you done your own exploring? Have you, do you masturbate? Do you know your own body? Have you watched porn? I don't know if you have problems with porn now because of the ex-girlfriend. Read erotica, whatever it is. Like, you can have things that you'd like from him as well. Maybe you want him to be more dominant. Maybe you want more back rubs. I don't know what it is. But I think it's okay that he's expressing this to you. But again, you can do what you want as well. But sexual compatibility is important. But I'm just worried you're tripping on this too much to even work on what you guys can do to get through it.
You're constantly thinking about an outside factor that you have no control over. That's, again, causing issues in your relationship for no reason.
Right. Oh, and here's that. I want to get to your specific question is, how do I become a sex goddess? You become a sex goddess by finding out who that sex goddess is inside of you. And how you're going to do that is by taking that time, like I said, to like masturbate. It could just be nights at home where you're like touching your breasts, your bubble bath, you're doing things for yourself, you're thinking about sex, and you're thinking about what you desire. And I mean, don't put too much, not like it's going to happen in a night, but like when a goddess, like whenever guys say, oh, she was a goddess, it's because she fully like lived in her sexual self. She was comfortable with her body. She knew what she wanted in bed. And I'm sure that he will love that sexual, and you probably already have her within you. So I would just say you got to stop tripping, because I think this is what's messing you up. Okay. Hey, Emily, I just started dating a girl. It's been 5 or 6 months now, still fairly new. I've been traveling a lot, so the distance has been tough, but we've stayed in communication every day. She came to visit last week. We had great sex, and it was truly a good time. She met my family. They loved her. Our personalities are great for each other. We're both funny, witty, adventurous. A downfall, though, she drinks just about every day, and I don't think it will ever calm down. Also, I would never make her change from being the person she is, but drinking to me is not a priority at the moment with my current lifestyle. I've dated a lot and definitely could see a future developing with her. Have you had any experience with tolerating significant others and their different addictions, bad habits, etc.? How have they turned out for you? Hopefully this question is relatable in a way. I love your show and you're beautiful. Thank you, Chadwick, age 27, New York.
That's
a great question. We don't get a lot of addiction. I mean, I think on Loveline, I used to get a lot of addiction or drinking questions and stuff. And yes, I have had this experience. I mean, I got to say, you're right, Chadwick, to say that this is not something that's going to go away. She's 28. You know, she's been drinking every day. Unless she wants to stop drinking or it's having negative repercussions on her life, negative consequences,
she probably is going to still keep drinking. No one really stops unless they want to.
Yeah.
And so I'm not, I don't even know if it's an addiction. Like, I don't know if she said she's getting drunk every day. She's having a glass of wine every night. You didn't specify here. But I'm going to assume
does
that
her
it's
attitude
a little,
change when right. she drinks.
Well, I'm
going to
think that she gets, there is a little bit of an attitude. I'm going to assume that it's not just that she has a glass of wine and there's no impact on her behavior. I'm going to assume that maybe her personality.
That's probably
changes.
Why they're emailing, you know? But, probably.
Yeah. So if that is the case, then, and this is behavior that you can't tolerate, you could let her know that her drinking is really, you know, having an impact and you love her and you care about her, but it's just not something that you're comfortable with. That's something you can live with. You don't want to drink every day. And
tell her to switch to weed. I stopped drinking after smoking weed. I barely ever drink.
Never, you don't, huh? Good. You were not a good drunk.
No.
God, you were not. I'm so glad
I was
glad
fun.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But weed is more fun.
Yeah, weed is more fun.
Right.
I mean, if she needs
to have
something.
But that'd be changing one addiction to the next.
Yeah,
I
but just
say
going from like cold turkey, I'm sure is like so hard, you know?
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, this might be, I mean, again, you don't want to be accusatory, but you can just say, I mean, you guys have been together 5-6 months, which is new. So you can sort of kind of have these conversations and say, I love being with you. Just got to say that the drinking is, I mean, my friend just called me yesterday and she's dating a guy and she doesn't drink that much. And she said, you know, I'm a little concerned because I feel like every time we go out, he has 3 beers and he's not really drunk, but it makes me concerned about his behavior because her dad was alcoholic. And so you've every right to, I dated several alcoholics, I have to say. And after a while, it does sort of weigh on you. And there are certain behavior things that you just can't live with. And some stop drinking. And so you have every right to your own opinion and to feel what you are feeling. And have the talk. Yeah. Yeah.
People that are not fun drunks suck.
Have you dated anyone with any like addictions or issues?
I was trying to think when you're reading that email, like if I truly have been in that situation. I've definitely dated people where they become a totally different person when they drink.
Yeah.
And when they're not fun, it absolutely sucks because when they're in that situation, you try to talk to them to like calm them down or they just have like an extreme attitude, you know? And that I don't deal with very well at all because I'll just up and leave.
Right.
See ya.
Yeah.
Because I know that I can't fix that in that moment. I can't fix the situation. So right. Like, why even bother it? Like some people just sit there and like argue it out.
There's nothing to fight
for
about.
Hours,
right.
You know, I won't do it. I'll just see. All right. See you later. Bye.
Right.
You
right.
know?
And if she is an alcoholic, it is a progressive thing. So it can build. Right. Yeah, you're right. And if their behavior changes, like nothing, like don't you have friends like that? Every time you go out with them, you're like, this is the person. I used to have friends. I'd say the switch. Mm-hmm. They switch the switch flips.
Yeah.
They switch a flip.
Yeah.
Flip the switch. And they're a different personality.
Yeah.
And it's like every time. And that happens. That's,
yeah.
You know, so
I mean, it happens
disease.
A lot with my female friends or females that I've dated where it's just like, whoa, who is this person?
I know.
You know?
Not attractive.
And it does happen with guys. I've been lucky to be around a lot of males that do get drunk that are just actually fun, but there is those a-hole drunk dudes
right.
that are just like, just want to fight everybody. I can't be around that.
Bros.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't be
I
around that.
I don't like
that,
being
you know?
Around drunk, really
yeah.
drunk guys. It's so not attractive to me mm-hmm. at all. So, So, Chadwick, you're totally in the right here. I mean, you're totally in your own, you're allowed to actually, what am I saying? You're in the right. You absolutely need to talk to her about it. It's an okay reason to feel like you can't be with someone for that. That's what mm-hmm. we're saying. We totally support you. Okay, Madison just sent producer Madison update us on the gummy bear situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because who said this to us? It was Gwen. She said she'll never look at gummy bears the same way since listening to the Sex in the News segment about porn stars and gummy bears. And what happens is many girls who do anal seem to subscribe to this porn logic that gummy bears just sit in the stomach as opposed to other foods, which are digested as food should be. Many girls eat gummy bears in lieu of food when they are scheduled to perform any sort of anal act.
Cool.
Caden Cross, porn star.
I'm sure
thank
the
you
gummy
very much.
Bear factory will appreciate that.
I know, right?
Little fun
who'd
fact.
Who would have thought it? Little fun fact there about gummy bears. Also, if you put them into water,
do they
blow
eat
up.
Those giant gummy bears? Have you seen those? There's a store in Los Angeles and I think other places called It's Sugar. And they have like 6-pound gummy bears. Huge ones.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think they make your stomach expand though.
I'm sure they do. They do expand. Like I know young people were like soaking them in vodka and just eating them at school and shit like that. Actually,
right. That's bad. Yeah. Get very drunk. We used to just put them in water and watch them blow up overnight when I was like third grade.
Never did that.
Fun with gummy bears. Cool. Okay, that's all we got time for today.
It was fun hanging out with you.
I know. You're awesome, Menace. Thank you. I love seeing you and being with you and sharing the space with you. It's very special. Very special time. Thank you to Madison, Lori, Jamie, and Eddie for all your amazing help. And thank you everyone for just supporting the show. I love hearing from you and getting your emails and knowing that you like the show. And all thanks for telling a friend. So thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I don't know if you know this, but the Sexual Health Expo is right around the corner. And this time, it's taking place in one of my favorite spots on Earth, New York. I'm so honored to once again be hosting this one-of-a-kind event. Like, seriously, what other event brings today's top sex educators and the hottest pleasure products together under one roof? Exactly. It's the only one. The Expo will be taking over Brooklyn September 24th and 25th. And for the first time ever, you can attend for free. Thanks to our good friends at WeVibe, the first 2,000 people to register will be given free admission to the two-day event. Sexual Ed sponsor The Pleasure Chest has planned out a weekend's worth of seminars on today's most relevant wellness topics, all delivered by an array of sex experts I know and admire. Not only will you be expanding your sexual horizons, you'll also be able to see brand new products from Jimmy Jane, Doc Johnson, Joe Lubricants, Lifestyles and Skin Condoms, The Rabbit Company, OVO Lifestyle Toys, Bocce Lingerie, The Body Wand, and Narrows, B-Vibe, See You in Bed, Hot Flowers USA, I Am Toy, Kama Sutra, Babeland, Pure, High Pleasures, Sibian, Sir Richard's Condoms, Tenga, Unbound Box, UV. Oh, and they just added even more sponsors. Blue Dreams, Bedroom Candy Boutique, Sola, Chakrub, Cinekink, Core, Cautionware, Dame Products, Enlightened, Extend Fertility, Getting in the Mood, G-Spot Zone, Indulgence Boutique, I Know My Status, Joybox, Nast Toys, Notorious Pink, Next Gen Health Solutions, Pure Romance, Satisfyer, Sexpertise, Subsensuals, The Center for Sexual Pleasures, Shamanajan Psychotherapy, and Vibrators.com. You can learn more about the sponsors on my website. Just click on the She banner for all kinds of information. To reserve your free tickets, visit sexualhealthexpo.com today. See you there.
What happens when secrets are revealed? That's the question at the heart of Pivot's Secret Lives of Americans. It's a groundbreaking documentary series that looks at the secrets we all keep, the strength it takes to reveal them to family and friends, and the realization that you are not alone. You can watch an all-new episode of Secret Lives of Americans this Friday at its new time, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Pivot. Secret Lives of Americans deals with some really important subjects, such as religious tolerance, addiction, transgender rights, same-sex marriage, and student debt. What makes this show truly unique is that each person filmed themselves with a handheld camera or phone over the course of several days. We see their lives change firsthand when they make the important decision to open up. Through each person's reveal, one thing becomes clear. It only takes one voice to change the story. Watch an all-new episode of Secret Lives of Americans this Friday at its new time, 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, on Pivot, the television network from Participant Media. To find out how you can watch Pivot, go to pivot.tv.